Now let's talk about reject blaming superstitions and limiting beliefs. To reject means you're doing something on purpose. Like, you are freaking rejecting. You are, you know, I kind of like, you know, in basketball, they're going to go and you have somebody that's going to shoot. When you say they got rejected, what does it mean? It's like, boom, right? Like, they go to shoot it and somebody comes and slaps the ball away. It's like, bam, like with the aggression, right? With like competition, with this power of like, in your face. Sorry. Rejected. So we need to reject blaming. Reject superstitions. Reject limiting beliefs. We need to have this mental, you know, thing, this discipline where do not allow ourselves to become a victim. When you look at this word blaming, blame, be lame. Be lame. You cripple yourself. You make yourself lame. You cripple yourself when you blame other people, when you blame circumstances, when you blame your boss, when you blame COVID, when you blame, you know, the weather, when you blame traffic, when you blame, you are crippling yourself. And actually, let me tell you this, when it comes to mindset, the mindset of blaming, complaining, and grumbling, that's a mindset that will always cause you to fail. Grumbling, blaming, and complaining, that is food. It's food and fuel for failure. It's food and fuel for failure. Blaming, complaining, and grumbling. Think about that. Grumbling will stunt your growth. If you grumble, grumbling. Oh, I don't like doing this. Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, like, I don't like this part. Oh, I don't feel like doing it. Oh, grumbling. You are stunting. Your growth is going to be stunted. You're going to stop and limit your growth. Don't allow yourself to grumble. Don't allow yourself to complain. Because you're speaking. You're using your words, the power of your words, to now speak complaining. Come on. You're washing your mind. You're planting negative thoughts. You're speaking negative words into your world. Reject it. Be disciplined when it comes to you. Just take complaining, blaming, making excuses, grumbling. Remove it from yourself. Reject it. Boom, get out of here. Boom, get out of here. Don't allow it. Superstitions. Oh, you know, people get weird even about Friday the 13th, or, you know, a black cat, or, you know, they grow up with certain superstitions, right? Like, don't believe any of that. Reject that. It's a freaking waste of energy. You need to focus on what you're doing. What you're doing on a daily basis, that's going to create your future results. It's not a four-leaf clover. It's not a special day or your horoscope. It's your freaking daily decisions, the actions that's creating your future. Reject it. Don't base your decisions on your horoscopes, okay? You get focused on what you want to create for your future and freaking make it happen. Every day, consistently, on a daily basis. You are creating your future. You are. God gave you that ability to create. He created you in His image and likeness. So we get to create on a daily basis. We get to choose. We have free will. We get to choose what we're thinking. We get to choose if we're blaming or not. We get to choose if we're going to focus on those limiting beliefs and those superstitions. Or we can choose to believe greater things. We can choose to believe in ourselves. We can choose that all things are possible. We can choose that there are no limits. We can choose that we are more than enough. We can choose that we have the ability to figure things out and to make it happen. We can choose on a daily basis. We need to reject blaming, reject superstitions, reject limiting beliefs. If there's any belief, any thought that comes up into your mind that says that you're not enough, that says you're too old, that says you're too young, that says you're too fat, that you're too young, you're too skinny, you're too slow, you haven't done enough of that, you're too new, whatever it is, those are all limiting beliefs. Don't listen to those things, because the truth is, yes, you can. You are a powerful person, full of greatness, full of potential. Believe it and freaking live like it. Reject limiting beliefs. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. As soon as they come and you begin to recognize it, kick them out. Get aggressive. Kick them out like there is a thief in your home that's stealing the most valuable thing that you own. There is a thief. You're going to get them out. You're going to fight. You're going to protect that which you love. You protect your success. You protect your self-love. You protect your peace. You protect your joy, your happiness. You protect your motivation. You protect it by rejecting all limiting beliefs. Get aggressive. Get aggressive in your mindset. Where you don't allow any negative thoughts, anything that is going to limit you or create a negative emotion in you guys, reject it and reject it strongly.